This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One positive thing Trump could do to make America great again is actually make great things in America again. So...
All right, so there you go. Hillary Clinton, short, sweet, talking the Made in America scenario. She took a few swings at Trump. He took a few swings back at her. It's typical politics of the day. Welcome to the show as we kick this hour open here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We won't be talking about flying saucers this time around. We let the guy down the dial who does it so well do it. But I will... tell you that it feels like we're living in another dimension based on the reaction to a couple of things. One, that nobody seems to blink an eye over Hillary Clinton's chief of staff at the State Department when she was Secretary of State picking employees for the Clinton Foundation. Of course, she was questioned and shook upside down like a snow globe a year or so ago, and the Justice Department said they didn't have enough to go on to pursue anything with the emails and the foundation. In fact, Cheryl Mills, her attorney, told CNN that her duties interviewing executives were done unpaid, that that's what it was about. So she voluntarily did that. It had nothing to do with any kind of sway in any direction. But this crazy report comes right after the release of new Clinton emails that suggests some contact between the foundation donors and the State Department. And that one donor may have gotten some special consideration. So that's not good. I mean, come on. Isn't that a break? But I guess they say there wasn't enough there to warrant pushing it forward, or it's politics as usual. So for Donald Trump, his big moment of the day was throwing everything on Obama as the founder of ISIS. And that didn't float with even some from the Republican Party. Trump says the country's an economic disaster. Trump says Rush Limbaugh is 100% right about the media, because this is one of the things Trump talks about, the media. And Rush Limbaugh, in what he's referring to, media-wise, is that in talking about Sadiq Mateen, who is supposedly running for president of Afghanistan, despite living in the United States, was seated behind Democrat Hillary Clinton on Monday at a rally in Kissimmee, Florida. And what is being said is if he was at a Republican rally, it would be front page news all over the world. That's what Trump said. It would be a disaster. Because they're prized seats. So back to what Rush says. Rush Limbaugh says that the media, he doesn't understand it. He slammed the media because of if the father of the Orlando nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen, attended one of his rallies. He said he's completely right about what he's saying about that. Sadiq Mateen is, well, you know, what I was talking about. I think no matter what you say about the media, whether they're, some people say that they're overreacting to the Second Amendment comments or whatever the reaction is, I truly do believe that all of you listening to this show, even if your head is doing that nodding off, Bob, will make your own decisions. We'll filter through what you need to take and what you need to know and take yourself to the polls or absentee ballot or whatever it might be. Coming up on the show, trust me, we are going to lighten the load as we take you to the movies. And there are a couple of interesting movies that are getting a lot of play. A lot of play. Whether it's good or bad. And can you believe here we are, the weekend of the 12th and the 13th of August? How did that happen? How did that happen? While we weren't looking, I suppose, right? Wow. Time flies, that's for sure. It really, really does. And speaking of time flying, how about SpaceX planning a Falcon 9 launch on Sunday carrying satellites? It's been fascinating to watch what they've been able to do. So, United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station on Thursday with a secret payload for the National Reconnaissance Office. That's who it was for. The mission is SpaceX's second in just over 3 months for a Tokyo-based Sky Perfect JSAT. It is Asia's largest satellite operator with 16 satellites in orbit. The new satellite serves as an orbital spare, they say, for the fleet. So it was a successful launch and et cetera. And the launch forecast was excellent with a 90% chance of favorable conditions because that's what they always have to watch for. So SpaceX, again. I mean, a booster travels so fast on launches to high, high orbits. And do they have enough fuel to try to do a return landing? Not likely. It doesn't look that way. At least that's not what they're talking about anyway. So for Elon Musk, it seems like things are really lining up. If you look at SpaceX and, of course, what happens with Tesla. And Tesla, you're starting to see some of those. Seriously, you're starting to see some of those cars on the road. And here he is, the company's CEO. He's got the $5 billion battery plant that's going to be there in the Nevada desert. The building is, they say, aligned on the true north, and he said he likes that. That's his world. Manufacturing facilities, packing a little bit of excitement in this. The whole idea of retiring on Mars isn't thought of now as you're crazy. There's no way. It's thought of as that's a possibility. I mean, Musk has twice defied the odds and the doubters. Coming up, we're going to the movies here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Nice. Ketchup, mustard, oh, sausages and buns.
I can't be everything you want me to be. I can't be.
Get a straight voice! Hey, look at this! We've got one!
Oh, yes! We're chosen!
Yes!
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 Hey, Brenda, you and me.
I'm so happy that God's put our packages together.
Because we belong together.
It's like we were made for each other.
Get ready, boys!
Oh, feels amazing.
Oh, yes. I'm the first to enter eternity.
Oh, potato! Way to go, buddy!
The pipes are coming. Oh, Jesus, me eyes! Oh, God, me skin! Just feeling me
what?
Skin!
Anyone writes home and says, oh, God, I had the best tip.
Shit with your mind.
Run, guys, run!
I hate you. Overstated.
Hey, I am sorry. I accidentally dropped a few things back there.
Hey! I'm gonna fix you. I'm gonna fix this.
All right, so you get it. Sausage Party. Check this out. Is rated R. Adventure comedy, 1 hour, 29 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%. Think of what Sausage Party, what they could do with this, and you already heard a little slither of it. So it is that double entendre kind of feel of a movie, and it's cartoonish. It's cartoon. His famous voices in it, James Franco, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Kristen Wiig, Paul Rudd, they're all friends. So they say, as one reviewer said, a madcap crazy salad of industrial strength, raunch, and visual inventiveness, and really just all of the people that reviewed it actually liked it, right? So animation, it is animated, not to confuse anybody. We move from Sausage Party to a movie that also has gotten a lot of play. If you've been to any movies lately, then you've probably seen a preview of this. It's called Ghost Team.
Come in! Come in! Somebody come in!
Ah! Oh, no! Oh, God! Don't do that!
You remember when you were a little kid, it was a dream of owning your very own print and copy shop?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. Thank you.
This guy came into my shop today.
I have a broken down old barn. It's probably haunted.
Say haunted?
It's just very, very creepy.
If we could document some ghost activity, we could actually do something with our lives.
I mean, I have a tech specialist guy, and that's what we need.
He's a genius.
We don't have night vision goggles per se, but I do have two digital cameras with night vision settings. I duct tape them to a baseball helmet.
Get on the ground! We're putting together this little team, and you're obviously tough.
All right, I'll do it. I'd rather not see civilians get hurt on my watch.
You're a civilian, though, because that badge is plastic and you work in a mall.
With any luck, tomorrow morning, I'll find some ghosts.
Yes!
We've been catching EMF spikes all night long, but no source.
Did you die in this room?
We need to open up a line of communication with them.
If there are any spirits present, let them make themselves known.
You've angered us!
I don't think we're welcomed here.
Has anybody been in the barn since Stan and I were here?
Look. Go. This is our chance. Go.
What was that?
There's a face.
Get out of here.
We got a face.
All right, so Ghost Party, need I say more? I think pretty much what you just heard explained Ghost Party. Are you into telling ghost stories? You like the whole ghost scenario? Then maybe you would like Ghost Party. Let's put it that way. Because pretty much that's all you get. Nothing but ghosts. I just saw Ghostbusters, so I don't think I can go see Ghost Team. All right, here's the last one. It looks pretty cute, actually. It's called Pete's Dragon.
I was out here at the Eastern Pad. But that's
50 miles east
from where we found him. Hey! Wait. Do you know where your parents are? Your family?
I guess he was on a picnic or a camping trip. He wandered off and got himself lost.
Been out in the woods, doing things his own way. Sounds like a boy after your own heart.
How long has he been out there?
6 years.
Nobody can survive in that forest for 6 years. At least not alone.
You'll see. I have Elliot. Who's Elliot? I need to get back to him. He gets scared when I'm gone.
Is Elliot a person?
No.
You don't have to run anymore, Pete. You can stay with us.
This thing is dangerous.
I don't want to leave you, but I'll come looking for you. What's going to happen to Elliot?
You have no idea what this thing is capable of. Let's go hunting.
All right, so that's the last one. That wraps up this week's preview, Pete's Dragon. And again, there is sort of that scary theme, but not too scary. It's not quite, you know, The Exorcist by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. It's not. But there are just moments in the film that I guess that are suspenseful, where one of the little animated creatures might jump out at you. This one is Tame, Fantasy Adventure, 1 hour, 43 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes, 88% for what it's worth. Robert Redford is one of the voices in this. He's a woodcarver. He delights the local children with stories of the dragon that lives deep in the woods. His daughter believes these are just tall tales, and then she meets Pete the Dragon. So it wasn't a tall tale anymore. Reminds me of Puff the Magic Dragon in a different way. Remember Puff the Magic Dragon? All right, this is Pete. Pete the Magic Dragon. And this may find an audience. I looked up just for fun how many, to see how many showings there were, just even in my neighborhood, and there were a ton of showings. You know, so that's when you get into that whole Disney phenomenon. And they are very good at marketing their movies. So Disney really built something interesting here. Disney and Google built an augmented reality website for Pete's Dragon movie, a promotional website that is supposed to get people excited about the movie. And I think maybe it's hit its target. Let's put it that way. We'll see. If I was looking for the cha-ching factor, I'd say this movie is the movie that's probably going to do the best at the box office. Remember, if you go to a movie, send me a cheap movie review. Send it to americatonight.net. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Your driver's eyes on me on Parking Street. We were planning your demise. The shelter's tight, it's still our heat. Downtown, you're burning down. I'm sick.
Once again, the mailbag is full, full, full. I know I say this all the time, but appreciate you so much, all of you, who send me your thoughts. This is a show where so many of you reach out through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. I mean, whoever invented the internet. Anyway, thanks for all of the emails. On that note, let's go and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one's from Linda. Kate, have you been watching the Olympics? I hear you must be because I hear you talking about them. I really appreciate you giving us the updates and letting us hear some of what's happened there. When I miss something, I run to you, and I'm listening to hear the reaction. I heard Michael Phelps the other night. I think it's incredible what he's done. What an athlete. What an incredible competitor. There's something to be learned from him for sure. And it's been fun to see the U.S., as you mentioned, collect up all these medals, and we're not even halfway through the games. Woohoo! Yep, absolutely, I agree. I mean, you know, 11 gold medals, pretty sweet. We lead in the medal count, and you're seeing athlete after athlete after athlete get on the podium, and you're hearing the Star Spangled Banner over and over and over again. So, yeah, very cool. It's funny because a lot of the talk of Rio, the nasty things that were happening in Rio, have kind of taken a back seat. There have been a few incidents, but that's not the overwhelming majority of stories that we're getting. It's really focused on what's happening in the pool, gymnastic-wise, all that kind of stuff. So it's all good, good, good. Let's move to another one. This one is Chris, from Chris, listening in Illinois. Kate, the land of Lincoln loves you, just so you know. You have a lot of passive listeners because I know some of them, and we talk about what's been talked about on the show. You have some tremendous guests. You had a great guest on the other night, the guy who almost won the Nobel Prize, the journalist. I thought it was interesting to hear his point of view because he had been in the war zones, and he talked about that and talked about knowing about ISIS so much longer before it was revealed, I guess, as the big problem to us here in the United States, and I thought that was fascinating to hear his take on it. I know there's some people that would say, oh, well, that's, you know, that hard right turn, but I didn't get that sense at all from him. I got the sense that he was just telling you, hey, here's what was happening, here's what I saw, and this was the deal. Besides that, I thought some of what else he had to say was pretty darn interesting, too. So, in other words, you have great guests, and that one really, really stuck with me. Yeah, you're talking about Ken Timmerman, and Ken was a good guest. Specifically, we were asking him about the $400 million in cash to Iran. He spent a lot of time in Iran and near Iran, and talked about like the whole deception of that, and then what does that mean for anybody else? All of us have now a ransom on our head, which is true. That's why you don't negotiate with terrorists. And it's strange in one way, because if my husband or someone in my family, if they were kidnapped, I would immediately want something to be done. I would have to do it privately because of the problem of creating the demand for capturing Americans and then holding a price on their head, that whole proof of life thing. So, yes. All right, here's another one. This one is from Bobby, listening to us in the great state of Texas. How do I know that? Because he says, I'm listening in the great state of Texas, Kate. Here in Texas, we love you, and I'm so glad that you love our state. You are our adopted daughter, let's put it that way. And if you pay attention to what's happening in Texas, business is booming, and a lot of people are trying to emulate what we are doing here versus what's happening in the Northeast or some other parts of the country. Especially, I know there's arguments about state tax, income tax, and in Texas we don't have that, but I think it works out fine. So you pay a higher amount for sales tax, but isn't that up to you as to what you purchase? I don't know. How do you feel about that? I don't know. That's interesting. You know, the income tax argument about, well, if you don't have state income tax, you're paying in another way, so it's just a sleight of hand. My brother and I go round and round about this because he lives in Florida, and in Florida they don't have it either, but he says, well, it's just one half dozen of the other. But I don't agree. I agree with you, Bobby, because here's the thing. I think it is a lot of it. Yes, there's things you have to purchase, but there's other items and other times. First of all, there's tax-free weekends. They just went through one in Texas. But you don't have to. You're right. There's a lot of goods you don't have to buy if you're uptight about whatever the sales tax is. I personally, for the purposes of streamlining taxes, which are enough of a hassle for me, I didn't like the idea when I had to pay state income tax of having to deal with the state. I'll tell you the worst state, and I really liked, I think the people in California are, I'm from California. I think people in Texas are, I'm proud, I'm from Texas. People in New York, I'm a New Yorker, I'm proud of New York. The identities of those states, not that we don't have them in all the other states, we do, but they are so heavy there, and they're big states. But when you live in New York, which I did for a while, you have, this is what I had to pay. And I didn't even realize this. You have a state income tax, so you have your regular federal tax, you've got your federal tax, your state income tax, your borough tax on top of that, and your city tax. It's like, what? So by the time you are taxed out the yang, it's incredible what is left of your shrinking paycheck. Everybody is taking a piece of the tax. I mean, seriously, I didn't even realize that about the whole city tax thing. And then for the pleasure of, if you're in New Jersey or another neighboring state, to work in the city, you commute in to go over most of the bridges. It's like $17, somewhere in that neighborhood, $17 a day, or you're going by train. I'm just saying, it's interesting, and I know there's people listening to me there, and there was so much I loved about living there. But you look at that, and then you look at other states and other places where you don't have all that taxation. at least you don't have the state income tax. I think it makes a big difference. How do we get on that? All right, let's move to Michael. And Michael says, wow, that idiot that the suction cups on Trump Tower, he's lucky that those cops were able to pull him in. Whatever happens to him, he's lucky he didn't fall to his death. I heard you describing the suction cups, Kate, and I looked them up, and boy, I hope he was thin. I guess he looked a little bit thin, but there was no guarantee that those suction cups were going to hold him the way they did as he was moving up the building. Yeah, no kidding. That's what I said. I said, it's crazy to think about that, that he was on those cups and he was walking up the side of that building. That's just insane. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Here's one from Heather. She said something about this, too. What a dum-dum, thinking that he was going to that guy with the cups walking up Trump's building, thinking he was going to get a meeting with Donald Trump and trying to say that's all that was about. That's not the way to catch his attention, especially when he's running for president and he's smothered by Secret Service and all the people around him. He wasn't even in New York, so he didn't even realize that he wasn't in the building. Duh. Yeah, I mean, enough said about this guy. Duh is absolutely right. All right, this one from Victoria, who says, Kate, I was wondering about your dog. I've heard you talk about him before. Can you tell me more about him? I'm a huge dog nut, and I've listened to your show enough that I know he's like one of your associate producers. I think you call him that. I haven't called him that in a long time, so you've been listening for a while. Yes, Mahalo is fabulous. He is. This is so. Listen to this, guys. Would you like a dog that's like a super companion who wants love, gives love, and is all about love? That's it. But he's not like a sloppy dog who's licking your face every 5 seconds. It's not that. It's just that he has this engaging personality, right? And he's a golden retriever. So I never had a dog before. What did I know about golden retrievers? And he is just wonderful. And yes, he is like an associate producer. He gets very upset when I'm on the air if he's not by me. So usually when you're listening to me, here's a peel back the onion moment. When you're listening to me, wherever you are, whether it's New Jersey, Illinois, Texas, Florida, Kansas, I know we've got some great listeners in Kentucky, I mean all over, wherever you're listening, picture this in your mind. I'm in front of a microphone. I have my cans on, my headset on, and the dog is somewhere very close to me, laying on the floor. I think since he was a puppy, he got used to hearing my voice, and he feels very comfortable being near me when I'm doing anything broadcasting wise, and he gets really upset if he's locked out of the, or you know, not in the room. So the only time he ever whines, and it's faint, it's not ridiculous, is when that happens. So rest assured, 99% of the time when you hear me, picture this dog that's a golden retriever being very, very near me, laying somewhere on the floor. All right, this one is from Dave. Kate, did I hear you say you had a drone? I do have a drone. We actually got a drone for last Christmas and didn't use it too much because we used it a few times and it seemed like all we did was crash it into trees and it was ridiculous. And my nephew came to visit, and so we pulled the drone out again, and he was fascinated by it, and we learned to fly it a little bit better, although we did have some incidents with the drone, let's just say. I got too much velocity. It was my fault. I just pushed the stick all the way up, and it went flying in the air. But it was, I don't know, it was pretty fun. There's a park not too far from me, and we flew the drone, and good times. We got a lot of use out of the drone. There's a lot of regulating going on about the drone. I can understand if you're near airports and you're doing, going in neighbors' backyards, or people are doing crazy things where they're taping people and whatever. Of course, that's not what we're doing at all. All right, keep those emails coming. Love it, love it, love it. AmericaTonight.net.
I search here, there, and everywhere until I saw you standing there. I am the greatest fan of you.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is a guy named John Register. If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can, you know, learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star. Then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. And just an amazing, energetic, engaging. I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on your show again.
So let's talk about, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them, unforeseen. Your life is going on and it's great and you've got that plan and you had a plan and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives. And how we handle it is either going to push us towards, victory and success and our medal podium performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the 8th fastest 400-meter hurdler in the country and, some 25th in the world at that time. In the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have had so many soldiers on our show and so many others involved in the military. And you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a 4-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as 2 Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to do my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games after 92. I was 17th in 400-meter hurdles. I had a real good shot at making the team in 1996. I went across the hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making a tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which, of course, moves blood away from the heart to the lower portions of our body. I had to make that tough call. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, you know what, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. Those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is past. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are the things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life, not just because of the competition and that we trained for. In my case, this was 20 years of culmination, an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in a long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, the gold medal was 4.5 inches. Farther than I jumped. And to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was it's indescribable. hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. The last growth is that we go from what to wow, and then oh, and that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're CEO or if you're opening up doors as the frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said the Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics for some reason. Initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, you know, in an American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to, companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing. They have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the bobsled, the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right, we'll be looking for that for sure, John, and we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker for people listening that have businesses. Everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you a bit later.
Break me up a day, you just keep me free. If I wanted, I wouldn't care.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.